This is Krista Umgelter from Feel Good in Body, Mind, Heart, and Spirit. Today I have for you article number 16 in my weight loss series. Is your yes enough? A big, strong yes is that well-rooted tree who has weathered storms and learned when to bend to incredible winds so that it lives to see more of them. Your yes to weight loss needs to have you rooted to your path until you reach your milestone, and keep you on it forever after to make it permanent. Does your yes to weight loss sail you through a plateau? Does it supply you the needed resolve to easily fly over temptations? Is it gliding you past self-doubt? Where is your yes rooted? Locating your yes may require locating where your energy and fuel are. Is your energy, fuel, and yes on the side of weight loss success? Or is your momentum covertly on the side of staying overweight? You may need to discover why part or all of your yes is on the wrong side of the fence before the tides can shift and your strong yes is revealed. Falling off path is a sign you need to update your yes or download a new one. If you are losing steam, easily lured away, falling off your path, distracted by temptation and getting derailed, then look at your yes. Where is it rooted? Is it sturdy? Is it the right yes for you, or did you adopt someone else's? Where's yours? You may have just one yes for the rest of your life. Some need an arsenal of yeses. Others must update and download new ones as they move forward, sort of like getting a new pair of shoes. Examples of a fragile yes include to get someone off your back, a fix-it project, casual desire, to please and be rewarded by others, to look great for that upcoming big company social or family event, or, dare I suggest, a strategy of revenge? These are often too flimsy to withstand the trials of the long haul. However, these more fragile yeses, like those I've just mentioned, are powerful catalysts to mobilize a train from a full standstill and have it quickly smoking down the tracks. A fragile yes may have the power to mobilize your train, but to keep it from derailing, you will need to get your bigger inner yes in order. You may have a pretty good yes, but if it weebles and wobbles and has a pinch of wishy-washy, then it will get buried easily with life's unexpected curveballs during times of challenge and when past self-sabotaging habits seduce you right back to old ways. And be aware that a yes built on the destination of your weight loss success, rather than the path that gets you there, is likely to lose its zeal and wither away once the finish line has been crossed. This is why so many arrive at their goal, but quickly rebound to their previous weight plus a bonus size. A solid, stable yes comes from inside. A sturdy yes quickly silences temptations, doubts, and makes plateaus a time for smelling the roses. You may even need to find your yes, because a solid, personally fitting yes may not be so obvious, but I promise you that you have one. Go hunting or take an excursion to find yours. Peruse around. Ask your yes to reveal itself. It could be necessary to sort through old archives or explore new territory never before ventured. Make a decision that you will find it, then be patient until it surfaces. Welcome what shows up and leave the door open for anything else that may arrive. Don't judge your yes. It will be as unique as your fingerprint. If it fits and keeps you on track, then it's good enough. One loving mother's yes was her wanting to play with her grandkids in the ways she'd missed out with her own. A big-hearted man's yes was rooted in wanting the physical intimacy he'd known in his more appropriate body size. A brave lady shared that the secret to her success was the result of attending a funeral and seeing the size of the casket needed for her loved one's overweight body size, and then witnessing the number of men required to carry it. She vowed her body would fit into a standard-sized casket. Her weight loss hinged on what was to happen after she was no longer alive, and it produced permanent weight loss success. There are no rules. Just find the yes that works for you. Your yes can even be your personal secret. Hints and clues about your best yes may show up in a random comment, a picture, or one of life's unexpected occurrences. If you are wandering around and discovering slowly, step by step, that you don't want to find a yes and have no desire to change, then don't force it. If you don't want it, then let it go until you do. Getting a parked train with no fuel moving will not bear fruit. Put your energy where it really wants to be. That is where the fuel is. Come back to weight loss when the energy is in it, and the fuel to make it happen is too. A solid yes is like having magic keys to open any door standing between you and your success. It can be counted on to provide patience to ride out the plateaus, strength to weather the storms, wisdom to bend to incredible winds, reveals the truth of obstacles, and doesn't bow to doubts and temptations. When negative inner chatter is getting the best of you, then revamp your yes. Where does your yes need to be rooted to stay the distance? Keep your eyes, ears, and senses open for any unexpected downloads or updates to your yes. It may be exactly what you need for the next phase of your journey. Getting stuck and confused is normal. If it doesn't clear on its own, then call me. I have the tools to track down your yes as easily as a dog can find its favorite toy. And, P.S. Plateaus often feel like vast, barren stretches, shaky, tentative, lonely, and dim. In my next article, I will share some reasons why plateaus happen. Until my next article, I wish you the best.